If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not, no, that's not
right.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
And Leroy, ready to deploy. Had a hitter with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs in the stars with the show, man. Till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mode in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like another city, the driver's side flag. We took a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the program. How are you feeling today, Marcos? You braved the elements yesterday.
Yes. I feel the soaking wet rain in my bones.
How are your very used shoes? Even more used?
Oof, man. I'll tell you what. I probably should have prepared better to walk 7 miles like I did yesterday. I probably should have worn shoes that had ankle protection and Dr. Scholl's because I am.
What did you go with? Today. What did you have on?
Just normal Jordan Dunks, or like the Jordan 1s. So no ankle support. Didn't tie them because I'm too cool for school.
Yeah, what is it with the non-tying? You think you're better than us?
I'm currently not tying my shoes. You know who's telling me my ankles are like, what are you doing, kid? What are you doing? You're not 17 anymore.
I don't understand the non-tying shoes. It's so stupid. What?
It is stupid. It is stupid, and I'm feeling it.
People
today.
Are just getting with less and less footwear, you know.
Yeah.
These kids think they can wear Crocs wherever they want. You don't tie your shoes. Put your shoes together, all right?
Tell you what, yesterday, though, I saw a lot of shoes in people's hands. People were like, just braving the elements.
Bet you wanted
street.
Some thong flip-flops there, didn't you, frog boy?
Totally did, man. Totally did.
It was unbelievably cool. And the thing that I loved most about it, it was just down here. You know, it was so South Florida. In that we are sitting here, and it is a typhoon. It is raining so hard, like it's coming and hitting us sideways. I had we were in the back of a restaurant,
yeah,
basically, and I still had to put a liner on my laptop to keep it going, just because it was torrential downpours. Seeing everybody out there brave the elements, pop open the old umbrellas. But tell you something, that lightning was scary. That lightning was scary. Yeah.
And it was like right over the ocean.
Oh, yeah. And people are like, not leaving.
No,
I'm not leaving. I'm seeing my cup. So everybody got there, and you got to the stay. It was delayed because they had obviously waited out. So you had the buses basically chilling in the back. Is that where you were originally started?
Yes. They originally started a little bit late, like you said, due to the lightning and rain. But, you know, after a while, it was like, let's get this party started, baby.
I know. It was. And then, it got to a point where most of the players just ditched the buses.
Oh, my God.
They just left.
After a while.
Went on the beach.
Stanley Cup.
Because I was really excited. I could not wait because I wanted to get a whole restaurant Bobby chant going when Bob's bus came up.
I know.
And the only guy who stayed on his bus was Barky.
Yeah, that's it.
Everybody else was gone.
Yeah,
the Finns were the only one to listen.
It's true.
Everybody else, it was like, where's Lombard? Oh, he's on the... Because you could tell that there was some commotion where we were like, why is the beach going so crazy? And you're like, oh, players are just going right through the crowd, partying and getting up on stage. Because we were like, you know, from our vantage point, we were getting excited because the Violas came by. And then the Bill Zito bus came out. Like, all right, here come the player bus. Oh, they're gone.
Yep.
And they're gone.
Absolutely.
So we could see all the commotion that was going down on the beach, and people are obviously going crazy, and then all of a sudden Carter Verhaeghe's on the stage with the cup. I'm like, well, what the hell happened?
Yeah, at a certain point, I reached out to you guys. I said, the cup is on foot, and it's heading your way.
The cup is on the loose.
It's just, that really was what, you can feel the energy that followed the cup.
Dude, it was so crazy to see what was going on there. It was so cool seeing the videos. Ryan Lomberg, I mean... If that was his last, if those are his last memories as a Panther, because he's about to get the cat's bag elsewhere. If those were his last, what a way to go out. Because I feel like he touched everyone in South Florida yesterday. He drank beer. He crowd surfed. He did everything there is to do. So what a day it was.
An absolute amazing day.
It was incredible. Robbie is saying that Kachuk exited the bus through Bo's Beach. Did you see Kachuk?
I didn't see Kachuk, but I did see Robbie, and I have a story about Robbie.
Do you?
That will stay with me for the rest of my life.
Wow.
Like a knight in shining armor, I was seeking refuge from the hurricane, and I had managed to make my way all the way to Bo's Beach,
right,
which you guys were on the second floor of.
Yep.
Robbie happened to be in the first floor in front, had a nice packed little court. It was
couldn't even move down there.
It was so packed, dude. It was so packed. And Robbie had a nice corner. He had taken shop. He had a book bag with enough space there. He was perfectly fine. He sees me in agony looking for some sort of refuge and my attempt to maybe meet up with you guys and share some story on the Twitch stream that we had about what I had experienced. In order to help me get up there, there was a security guard guarding the staircase by where you guys were at.
Mm-hmm.
Very serious about his job because a lot of people paid a lot of money in order to reserve that second.
Yes.
So
it wasn't very packed up there. It was very nice up there.
Oh my God. Because everyone was downstairs. Robbie abandons his post that he very clearly had reserved and decided, I'm going to walk this soaking wet gentleman through this crowd.
Please, sir. Take me to VIP.
Like Lusaka Polite. He spread. There was people who were so upset at me. Because they were dry for the most part. Yes, there was close quarters, but they were dry.
Yeah, I didn't see too many people soaked out.
Oh, it was just me. Dripping wet, rubbing on everyone as I passed by them saying, excuse me, I'm sorry.
Please, sir.
But Robbie.
So did you get up? Did you finally get up in VIP?
Finally, I got
to. I didn't see you while I left.
I did not. I got to the staircase. The guy's like, security. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm the radio, and they're like, yeah, sure, buddy. Get out of my face, frog boy.
Wow. He said frog boy.
No, he didn't, but I just said he might as well have.
It was pretty crazy. They started handing out wristbands, but I couldn't get through. Here's the thing. I got your text late, and I'm like, I can't move.
No, obviously.
But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I couldn't leave my post because this Joe Rose.
Oh,
hobnobbing.
Hobnobbing.
He's hobnobbing.
Come on.
He's hobnobbing. Danny had his son, so he's got to be childcare.
Yeah.
So somebody has to stay by the booth because we had really short breaks. The breaks were like 2 minutes.
That's fair.
So I had to stay on the headset in case we were back and had to throw it. I didn't know when these damn Panthers were getting to that stage.
I know.
So I was helpless there to help you. I apologize.
No, of course. No, I mean, I understand the politics of how it goes in regards to them not allowing me to just walk through because I have a 560 shirt. I understand the position you were in and everyone was in. I just was abandoning that post immediately after I realized how much of a hassle it would be.
Yep.
But I just was so grateful that Robbie, like a lead blocker.
Did he get his spot back?
You know what? I don't even know if he did.
Robbie, let us know on the chat if you got your spot back. Rest of our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
We'll get to your parade clips and more parade stories because it was a really, really cool day down here in South. One you'll never forget, like the parade that was in the torrential downpour, the whole beach with people as far as the eye could see.
Yeah.
What a party. And those cats had fun.
Oh, did
those
they?
Those cats had, I mean, I saw Paul Maurice.
Oh, man.
He's a stumbler.
Come on. Oh, is he?
He's a stumbler.
He's great.
You want to talk about a lot of drinky poos.
Yeah, he is a live television's worst nightmare, Paul Maurice.
Oh, man. We'll get to him. He was a delight because, Yeah, I was trying to listen. I was trying to listen because I wasn't getting to that stage. And I'm like, after we got off the air, I'm like, all right, do I get to the stage? And like the way it just took me to get out of Bowes Beach, I'm like, I'm never getting close to that stage.
Yeah, it's
so it's, I just went. I made the exit. I'm like, you know what? I'll listen to it on the way home. Mm-hmm. I saw the players. I saw flashes of the cup. Pretty good for me. I'm happy.
No, it's fair.
But this Paul Maurice. So we get about like on the radio, and just like you could just tell Vlad is sweating.
Oh no!
Like I couldn't even imagine if Robbie was running the board because that man like you would have heard none of the speech. But man. Paul Maurice, he was dropping bombs. So I just ended up Bluetoothing it and putting the Panthers YouTube feed on my audio.
Solid,
because that was good. Yeah. Oh, uncensored cats.
You need that raw.
Yeah,
that was good.
And the best part of the speech, look, not Paul Maurice had the best speech for sure.
Yeah.
Aaron Ekblad had the moment of the parade.
Oh, the moment.
The moment of the parade. Because he gets up there, and I see on Twitter, I see David Dwork with a picture of he has the parking cone. And I'm like, oh, my God. He didn't forget.
Amazing.
Because it was said through back channels that Ekblad had kind of forgiven Brooks Koepka. Mm. And I have news for you. He did not forgive
He did not
forgive Brooks Koepka. Do we have him?
Yes, indeed.
He gets on that microphone and he gets this great intro from Steve Goldstein, who's talking about all of the guys. Pasternak, zero. Dreisaitl, zero. And like Ekblad just, you know, he's like hearing it like Hulk Hogan. And he gets there with his traffic cone, gets right to the microphone. And the first thing that comes to mind is this.
You, Brooks Koepka! Yeah! Hey, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you. Let's go, Cats!
Oh, my God. Wow. He like that. That is it right there. And you know what it has to be crazy feeling right now? I don't know if Brooks Koepka loves that or hates that. I feel like it could go either way, because if you are a Monster Panthers fan and one of the longest tenured Florida Panthers just says the first thing on my mind when I get to a microphone is going to be F Brooks Koepka.
Yeah. That's, I mean, like you said, it could go either way. How do you think he responds? Do you think Brooks Koepka?
I don't think you can respond.
I don't think you can.
I don't think. What are you going
to
say?
I want him to wear a traffic cone next time he goes to tee off somewhere.
Just so we're clear. Just so we're because, like, listen, Brooks Koepka. Maybe Ekblad. There's a lot of Ekblad trade fodder out there that he may be on the market. Mm-hmm. You know that this may have been Ekblad's crowning achievement, but he didn't get to go out without telling Brooks Koepka, "Go bleep yourself."
Love it, dude.
It was unbelievable. Meanwhile, there is some Panthers news.
Ooh.
Headlines. Did I do the headlines thing? Headlines.
Yes.
All right. Headlines. The big headline this morning. Sam Reinhart.
Oh.
First reported today by the Associated Press' Tim Reynolds. Mm. But it has been officially announced. Sam Reinhart. Rhino is staying with the Cats.
Gooseys.
They put out a big statement today. Reinhart staying in South Florida. Let me get the terms here on the deal. Ooh. But he gave the Cats a real sweetheart deal.
Nice.
To stick around $69 million over 8 years. That is nice, isn't it?
That is nice.
I feel
like that's a deal. That's a good deal.
Yeah, sticking with the Cats.
Wow.
So
I'm sorry, you said 8 years?
Yeah, 8 years.
Wow.
Yep.
I like that.
I like that, too.
That's long term.
Hey, he's a Game 7 hero.
Yep.
67 total goals this year.
Yeah.
Happy staying.
Absolutely.
Happy that he's staying. We'll keep it going. I got to be honest with you. This free agency in the NBA sucks.
Okay.
I mean, this is not the game I love. And I'm not even talking about the lack of heat action.
Okay.
This is just a crop of free agency that sucks. You know, like I got to talk about Hartenstein contracts and things like this. This free agency blows.
All right.
You know?
Are you sure it has nothing to do with the lack of heat action? Because a couple names have gone in a couple places, you know? Although I do want Joel Embiid fined for his obvious tampering during the NBA Finals, but that's a different topic. Chris Paul to the Spurs, you're not interested in that? All right.
I think he's old. Like, he's 40.
Yeah, but him and Wemby. You know,
he's 40.
Okay, fine. It's not that
he's
exciting.
He's 40.
Clay on the Magic? Woo! Is that happening?
I don't know if it is happening.
I think it's definitely not going.
Didn't they just sign KCP? I guess they could do a sign and trade. Mm. That could happen. Koepka responded, by the way. Somebody said that he put 3 laughing emojis. He didn't find it funny.
Oh.
We'll take a quick break. Lots to get to. We'll hear more from the Cats Parade, and we'll see if the Heat do anything. They've been on the sidelines thus far, other than Kevin Love. Take a break. Back after this. All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Leroy will be back shortly. He'll be joining us en route.
Miss Leroy.
I miss him, too. I miss him, too, buddy. We haven't talked to him in a while. He was not in on Friday. Although we did hear Bam give him the business.
Oh,
we did hear that.
That was good.
And we will get into NBA free agency and what's going on there. But we were talking a little bit about yesterday because the Cats celebration was incredible. And there's really nothing to talk about with the Heat. I mean, right now they're sitting idly by. I will say some of the Twitter has just been unbearable to be on right now. Wow. With Heat Twitter. I'll get into some of that. But the only move to report on, Kevin Love opted out. And then he signed a new 2-year deal with the Heat. He's sticking in Miami for the next 2 years.
Love.
Always love that guy, dude.
I think he can be good for... No, you didn't. No, but I think he can be good for Khalil Ware. Just because, you know, that veteran presence there kind of guide him in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take it. 2 years of love. I'll take it.
Yeah. So Kevin Love is sticking in Miami, but let's get back to this. So what was your where were you after? So you get bounced from VIP, then did you just hang in Bo's Beach, or did you go towards the stage? Where did you go?
So then I went closer to the action. At that point. I wanted to see Lord Stanley in person, so I made it actually upwards from Bo's Beach. I traveled upward to by Elbow Room, essentially.
Oh
yeah, I went back up that direction. Which, by the way, it's forever cemented as that Panthers. I don't care what these Bills fans do.
No, that's life. Panthers. Did you see the video of Matthew Tkachuk like stumbling up the Elbow Room stairs? Yeah. Like, do you think they all just had to be like, Matthew?
Yeah.
No.
Get away from the stairs.
No, please. No Elbow Room right now. We have to go this way.
Yeah, I saw him stumble with the championship.
Some of these videos are crazy. Like, I saw them, like, just running through hotel lobbies because they had to go pee, you know? Like, what are you going to do? You're going to pee on the beach?
You know?
Maybe some of them ran to the ocean to go pee. Maybe that's what they had to do.
Actually, smart. I think I saw some of them in the ocean as well. So, I went towards Elbow Room. I give credit. There was this one man who... through the pouring rain, it was storming. But he was like, hey, man, I paid a lot for this spot. I'm selling hot dogs. So I picked up a hot dog at that point.
Oh, wow.
I picked up a hot dog in the rain. It was a good time there.
I haven't gone to a hot dog cart in a while.
Yeah, nothing like a good
dog. Ooh, except Home Depot. Home Depot's got some great hot dog carts.
They do. And sometimes they have like a man cooking brisket outside. And I'm like, should I try this? And I do. I went towards Elbow Room. I got a hot dog. And then that's when Lord Stanley exited the bus. I think I saw the shirtless Bryson kid, too.
Did I saw him
on one of the buses. Or it could have been just another shirtless kid. Everyone was shirtless.
Everybody was shirtless. Bob was shirtless.
Yeah.
Bob was shirtless with a Russian flag cape.
Yes.
And I think everybody was like... You know, it's funny because he wears all those pads, and I was like, everybody just saw how ripped Bobrovsky was. They're like, whoa. I didn't realize that.
You thought Lomberg was the only one?
Yeah, you thought Lomberg was the only one with muscles?
Yeah, man. They looked. I think I saw him do a shoey out of a flip-flop, too.
I saw some shoeys going on. Yeah. Did you see... my favorite was Barkov on stage. He was so adorable.
Oh, yes.
He was. Do you have Barkov?
I do.
Not the Bobby. We'll get to his Bobby chant, but let me just get his... get his hammered speech because he's just like, this is a man who, speaking publicly, not his favorite thing, but he didn't care. He was living in the moment.
South Florida, what's up? Man, when I was drafted here 10 years ago, 2013, I would have never believed that this day will come. Here I am with my teammates, with the team, Viola's management, everyone. We're here in front of you all together in a rainy day during hurricane season. We're here on the beach celebrating us winning the cup. There's just not enough words for me to say how thankful I am for every single person here. I think this goes all the way to the Boca where I live, so probably 1 million people. So thank you every single person here, and I want to hear one more time for this amazing team right here behind me.
Oh, that was Goosey's.
That's a good speech.
Goosey's. And then of course, he just had to because he is Finnish and adorable. We're Little Finland.
Yeah.
We're Little Finland.
You saw that flag, man.
The Finns were getting after it, dude.
Yeah, they were ripping it.
But Barkov, he was not leaving that damn stage if he could not get a bob chain going.
I might have never won anything, but I always wanted to do this. So can you repeat what I say?
There you go.
Whatever you want.
Bobby. Yeah.
Bobby.
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 Wow. The greatest. And then Bobrovsky comes to the mic. Hello, Leroy!
Leroy!
What's up? Wow. We'll get to Bob's speech in just a second. Bob's,
How was it yesterday?
That was crazy. It was a crazy day. It was
I got to tell you that I was floored by one, that big-ass stage.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's done it that way.
On the beach?
On the beach. Oh, nobody.
On the beach, dude.
They've had little stages downtown.
I don't think people.
Stages.
And I don't think.
They did that like Riptide.
Yeah, it was crazy. And I don't think people realize how dangerous it was. Because we had, like, the view we had at Bowes Beach. And shout out to Kim Bocamper for having us out. It was a great time. Leroy, we saw lightning strike near that stage. Had to be a half dozen times. Very close. Nobody left.
Everybody went, whoa.
Dangerous staying.
Oh, but it looked amazing. Like, yeah. And then you can hear the reporters, right? Because, you know, this is the only reason why this is the only team I won't get mad about missing golf.
Mm-hmm.
But because that's what was on the networks.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
And so here's the reporters. Oh, we're out here live talking about the Panthers, and I've never covered the Panthers all year, but it's great. Won a Stanley Cup, and boom, I'm out.
I love the lady. My favorite thing is when
let's go back to inside.
Let's go over to Carla. Carla's with a fan, and the fan just goes, Matthew Tkachuk is an effing ball. Okay, we're on live television. What did you think was going to happen, dude?
Right. I mean, like, see, here's the deal. As sports people, we know you don't put a live fan after a big win, right? You put the kids. You do like they did for the pregame and get the kids, right? You don't put a grown-ass man on TV that been drinking.
Crazy.
Right?
What do we want to hear next? We want to hear Paul Maurice? What do we want to go to, Frog Boy?
Oh, man. By any chance, Leroy, did you catch Paul Maurice?
Did you hear Paul Maurice or did he get bleeped out too much?
Oh, man. You got to hear Paul. We have to make sure we dedicate time.
He was
to
awesome,
Paul
right?
Oh, my. It was a great speech.
That was the best speech
ever. He's up there with a T-shirt. Leroy, he's up there with a T-shirt. If I can pay the T-shirt, looks like Florida man on vacation, right?
He looks like old man with flip-flops and swimsuit.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But okay. He has, on his shirt, is a Panthers logo, but the Panthers logo has been changed by his two cats. So one is his cat, and then they put the throwback Panthers logo on the back with his what are they, Poppy and Princess? Are those the cat's names?
I know it's Poppy. I can't remember.
I can't remember the others. It was Poppy and Mittens. Somebody's going to know.
That a guy who speaks like that would have two cats named Poppy and Princess, right? I'm going to go home, and I'm going to hang out with Poppy and Princess, right? And come on. He's not having a Rottweiler.
Here is Paul Maurice.
30 years. 30 years. For every one of you, 30 years. And for that woman over there, 30 years of being married to an asshole. Yeah. In my wildest dreams, I've never would have thought I could see this. Seriously, understand this. Everybody that we love in this world is happy right now. I want to thank all of the police officers and the fire department, especially the fire department that had to fix my daughter and her friend. Took a beer can off the head, God bless them. I want to thank all of you for these men here for welcoming our families to Florida. For our wives, our children to come to Florida. My two cats, this is Poppy. Wait, this is Penny. My two cats. My daughter made the shirt. I promised her we win the Stanley Cup. I'm wearing that shirt. I got one more word for you.
Hey, Marcus,
and actually, this isn't for you.
I'm with you.
Right? Was it shirt?
Shirt? Was it shirt?
No shirt.
He was on
the, all right.
Listen.
Hey, you tell
me. He was on the road. He was on the road.
Yeah. I thought it was shirt. So
it could have not been shirt.
You're the boss. Whatever you say. I tell you what. Great speech.
I'm happy for that dude right there because no matter what, he didn't break. Right?
Over a career didn't break.
No matter how bad it looked. Right? And guess what? Because of him, anytime you thought you were rats off a ship, you had second thoughts, right? Because of the way they did it. But yeah, man, awesome.
Goosies.
Poppy and Penny, coming to a Pantherland shirt store near you.
Oh, you know it's coming.
I already see posts of people selling.
And here it is. I can see it now in a group session. Hi, I'm Paul Maurice. I'm a cat owner. Poppy and Penny.
I feel like Poppy and Penny are the ones that keep him calm, you know, when he's watching film and he's just mad at Connor McDavid. He goes, prr, prr, and goes, oh, thank you, Poppy.
I think it is an acquired taste to have a guy that you can see the sky is falling. And he's like, no, guys, it could be worse. Right? And that's when they went on that six-game slide, right?
Yep.
Woody's like, look, there's some things we got to improve, but there's a lot of things I liked. I'm like, really, Paul?
Man. $24.95 if you want one of those shirts.
They're already on sale?
Already there.
Where?
I'm at tshirtatalowprice.com.
There's no way that's a real shirt.
Who do they have to run it by? They essentially are.
How do you get his? What are they, fake cats? You already have the official Paul Maurice cats?
I got 3%. I got 3% shirts in 12 seconds.
Don't know cats.
What are you talking about?
Look at that.
You don't know what his cats look like.
It's an orange cat. What are we doing?
Right? So.
Yeah, they have on EliteTees.com, you get a little cheaper, $19.95. And they have both of them, by the way. It's not just the front. It's also the
front
back.
And the back.
Absolutely.
We're pirating t-shirts at a new rate these days.
ViralStyle.com has it at $19 flat. This is the best deal I've seen. You can get it on a hoodie as well.
We'll take a quick break. Back with more of this.
Amazing. You you play some fraudulent.
Blame it on the rain, baby. Blame it on the rain. Hey,
it was amazing. The best part of all that Milli Vanilli stuff.
Yeah.
Remember when they got interviewed and they tried to sing for real?
I don't. Like, I'm a little bit. I know of Milli Vanilli being frauds, but it's a little bit out of my window of pop culture caring. Mm.
And then the one guy tried to make an album, and the other guy, he offed himself.
Jeez.
Wow. Okay.
It was,
all right.
It's a turn I was not expecting.
Okay. 10:42. That's all it took.
Gracious. Nice. Oh, no.
Oh, no, indeed.
Reacting yesterday to the Panthers parade, that was an epic day in South Florida history.
So really. Where you were sitting was right where the stage was? Where?
No, we were sitting on the corner of A1A at Bowes Beach, but we were on the second level, so I could see out to the stage and see like everything. Right, but there was a tree that was kind of blocking the stage before anybody got there, but we could see the whole crowd, the buses coming through, so we could see all the action that was going on there. I had a video feed at my table of, you know, the parade route, but they were taking, I mean, like, because of the lightning, the parade really started late. Like, they weren't moving. They were just people kept asking, like, well, where are they? I'm like, they're just stalling. They're just there because there's lightning. You can't put these athletes and their families up on the second level of a double decker bus. Not safe.
Did you talk about Reinhardt yet?
Yeah, we talked about Reinhardt. He re-signed, re-upped with the Cats.
That was quick.
Re-up.
That's what I'm talking. See that, Dolphins?
Got that done.
Whew. I mean, if we could get Tua for 8 years, $69 million, then, I mean, I'm sure we would have been signed that.
Tua's not taking a home count discount like Rhino.
I tell you what.
Rhino didn't want to go to the Yotes.
That is crazy.
He didn't want to go to the Yotes. At the rate you want to go, Marcos,
yeah,
it's going to be $69 for 1 year.
Essentially, yeah. I mean,
think about that.
Yeah.
Think about where you're backing yourself. Think of the corner you're backing yourself into.
To
and
win,
it's not
win,
like. Here's the interesting thing about the whole situation with Tua. People don't realize his unique skill set works with this offense better than 90% of the quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah. Well,
so if you want to get rid of him,
we got a summer for this.
No. Okay.
We got a summer for this. We not.
Well, we're just talking about signings.
Yeah. No. Let's talk about Ryan.
And he brought up if you could get Tua for that.
Yeah. Well,
it's a good deal.
It's just in hockey players don't make as much as star quarterbacks.
True. Yeah.
But you want to know? But the craziest money, NBA. It's ridiculous right now.
It's ridiculous.
How does Tobias Harris keep doing this?
How does he
keep doing this?
Strange.
They re-signed him?
No. He went to the Pistons. He's making $26 a year.
Wow.
This guy.
Well, that's really not big money.
It's still too much for him.
What's the best Tobias Harris?
I mean, think
money.
About it. It's only $1 million more than Draymond Green.
Hartenstein just got $30 a year from the Thunder.
Hartenstein.
What? Intangibles.
No. He's not intangibles.
No.
That's how he plays.
Is he the half one? Imagine really how you play.
You can't change the rules of intangibles.
I can too.
No, you can't.
What do you think OKC is going to think? They went all intangibles. I like their offseason because they got the talent, but they added Caruso and they added Hartenstein. So, yeah. But it's a lot of money for Hartenstein. Oh my God!
Right, it's a lot.
Heat fans are beside themselves right now.
Yeah, you said Twitter's unbearable,
but like,
right now?
Oh, it's unbearable. It's unbearable right now because everybody's got the same thing. Like, but you guys know, like, the Heat didn't have cap space, right? Like, the only moves they were going to make, like, they have to be trades. So I'm just very confused by everybody who's sitting here and wanting to be like, Valanciunas went to the Wizards. Where are you, Sleepy Pat?
Yeah, I'm like, what have we missed out on?
I'm like, they don't have cap space. What did you, like, did anybody not get the, like, did you guys not know what their situation was? So I'm sitting here just kind of idly by, and I'm like, I know the one person I'm waiting to make a stink because I haven't seen an extension yet. Once that happens, then I can yell. But right now, haven't seen it yet. Waiting. Waiting. Did notice, see that he put in a very interesting thing on Twitter the other day, or on Instagram the other day. Could be something. Could be nothing.
Why would they do that?
You know, can we rename that?
What?
Could be something, probably nothing.
That's hurtful.
He puts on, here, I'm going to send this to JFig so she can load this up here from Spider. Can we hit the good, could be something, could be nothing open?
Yeah. Let's get to it.
Because it's not quite the same if we don't have that.
I feel you. It's more mystical that way.
Because I'm waiting on Spider. I haven't seen anything. Mm-hmm. Haven't heard anything.
Mm-hmm.
He was with Cavs Brass this weekend.
Do that.
All right.
What's going on in Utah?
It could be something. Could be nothing.
What is the meaning of it, Watson? What is the object of this?
Could be something. Could be nothing.
Why would they do that?
So on Instagram, Donovan Mitchell, yet to sign. Who wants to wait on $209 million guaranteed? It's right there for you if you want it.
Yeah.
Everybody else is signing.
The reason why these guys can do it because they can get it anywhere.
Guaranteed.
Huh?
Yeah.
No, but you can sign your extensions. Like Maxi signs.
No, but what I'm saying is the reason why he can take his time and decide whether he wants to be there or not is because he can get it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? It's not like football where if you don't sign their extension, you can go somewhere else if, you know, if you're a free agent or if you're, you know, to the point where you can sign an extension.
Whatever you have to say to convince yourself that he's happy there, Cleroy.
I'm not.
But I noticed this.
Not a Cavs man.
The only one of us is friends with Jay Crawford.
The only one of us had season tickets at the Cavaliers.
He had a camp this weekend, right, for Adidas. And that new coach, Kenny Atkinson, was there. I was just judging off, like, the vibes of that video. One person seemed a lot more hyped up than the other did. Spider's like,
the new coach has to. The new coach has to fit in.
But Spider has got a new shoe out.
Vibes.
Right? New shoe out for Donovan Mitchell. Right? Why don't you throw this up here, JFig? On Instagram this weekend.
I know what you're gonna say. Ooh, that matches white hot.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, is that a soccer shoe?
And then
that's a soccer shoe.
Okay, but what did he post on top of it? Fire emoji.
Four of them.
He's posting the Heat logo four times.
HEAT.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah! Interesting. Spider sending a message.
Hey.
You know what you have to do?
Why would they do that?
No, that's nothing.
Spidey senses.
You did it again.
No, I don't think so, dude.
You did it again.
I don't think so. And quite frankly, I don't think so.
It's a soccer shoe. Where is he going to wear that?
Wherever he wants.
Four logos?
Yep. Four-year deal.
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
Very interesting. Why would you post anything?
You're not giving me today. I'm celebrating.
You could post anything. It's got the Miami Vice colors, little pink.
Look at that.
Fire emojis. No extension signed yet. Things that make you go,
Well, look at what Schmeathen said. Even Schmeathen's hopping on this, dude. With those shoes, Spider can make things messy. They look like Inter Miami shoes,
you know. And here's the thing: let's look at free agency thus far. Right? There was a lot of talk. Rich Paul, he does not want Darius Garland playing with Donovan Mitchell. Right?
True.
The number one place it was thought Darius Garland was going to get traded. Where? San Antonio. Uh-oh, they have a point guard. They just signed Chris Paul.
Already done.
Maybe Donovan Mitchell is saying, hey, you know we don't work. Trade me. You keep Darius Garland. That's your guy. Homegrown. I'll see you later. It's been a fun 2 years.
Wow. We tried.
We tried.
Valiant effort.
We tried.
Now it's time.
Interesting. A little blockade. You know?
Well, here's the one problem with all that.
What?
We have heard nothing out of the Heat.
That's great.
Oh, is it?
Oh, it's great. Yeah, absolutely. You ever hear the saying, no news is good news?
Oh, yeah.
No.
I've heard that.
That's the thing. People say that.
I've heard that.
People say that.
Ever heard that?
People say that.
You say that to make your case.
No, I'm not making a case. But what I'm just, I'm here for being mad at the Heat for making moves. I yelled at Pat Riley last week. So, you know, I understand that I have many hours to yell at Pat Riley if I need to yell at Pat Riley. And, you know, everybody is tweeting the same thing, you know, that the Heat are doing nothing. But, like, they're doing nothing in the time where there's nothing to do, you know? Donovan Mitchell ends up staying in Cleveland.
Which you probably should have came to that conclusion when you yelled at Pat Riley before.
No, because that's the entirety of the offseason. I'm not yelling at Pat Riley for not signing Paul George when he doesn't have the cap space to sign Paul George. Also, I don't want Paul George.
That.
But it's very now. One thing I could say is the only move you could look at this past weekend and be like, nah, could the Heat have outdone that is the DeJounte Murray deal. Because he ends up going to New Orleans, Larry Nance, couple of first round picks. Could the Heat have made that happen? Could they have outdone that? I feel like they could have. But maybe they don't want DeJounte Murray. But then, what if it's because, well, it's getting a little chilly in here. Because they're looking at the downfall of another guard from Atlanta.
There.
Ice Trey.
Hey, if Ice Trey comes here, I got a truck for him. If Ice Trey comes, I got a truck for him.
Leroy, all you talk about is that you want a guy who can go get you 40, and this guy is literally the best at going to get 40 over the last years of basketball.
Can I
score? Bona fide.
I understand that.
You feel that?
It's cold.
But do you want to spend big money for a player that also comes with other issues?
Like what? Bad defense?
If you're a defensive team, he plays zero defense. Is his offense going to make up for that? No, seriously.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
Think about all. First of all, I think Eric Spoelstra has a great respect for Trae Young. I think he does. Mm. Think about all the game planning he did to take out Trae Young. He threw the kitchen sink at him.
Yep.
It's a lot of respect that you could utilize with that. And also,
nobody else could do that?
What do you mean nobody else could do that?
So what happens if you have Trae Young at however much you pay for him and other teams do the same thing?
You mean other people being interested in Trae Young?
No, taking him out of the game.
Oh, they don't have Spo. They don't have Spo to free him up, baby.
Okay. All right.
Feel that?
It's cold.
No, I don't. No, I don't. I don't feel it. Cold. I don't feel it. Now, I will say this.
Spider says,
One of these situations where, just based on what I think the Heat like to do offensively and defensively, I don't see the fit. Right? That doesn't mean he can't play. But it just means that I don't see the fit with him actually helping the Heat get to where they need to get. So if it happens and he does it, or you can see how they're using him and it works, then I have no problem admitting that I'm wrong. Right? But there gets to a point where you're trying to make something work based on something you saw 3 or 4 years ago. Right?
You're talking about 3 or 4 years ago from him?
When they were successful.
Yeah, but they had a better roster. They had a better roster.
Okay.
And he's still very talented.
I never said he wasn't talented.
He's plan B. I mean, Spider's my plan A. But if Spider does end up being, you know, gutless and wants to sign his extension.
So going into this offseason, you got two choices. Which
those are my two top targets.
Really? And as bad as you talk about Trae Young, it is amazing that that is not one of your choices.
Well, listen, I don't know if you feel that right now, but it's
that's not okay. Not, that doesn't work though.
It's not.
As bad as you talked about Trae Young. So to me, to be honest with you, it seems like you're settling because he may be available.
I'm not settling, but he is my plan B.
Okay. And so those are your two choices. Now, what are there other options? Because, you know, like, as we learned from Dame, maybe everybody don't want to work with the Heat.
You talking about front offices?
Yeah.
displayed some fraudulent.
Blame it on the rain, baby. Blame it on the rain. Hey,
it was amazing. The best part of all that Milli Vanilli stuff.
Yeah.
Remember when they got interviewed and they tried to sing for real?
I don't. Like, I'm a little bit. I know of Milli Vanilli being frauds, but it's a little bit out of my window of pop culture caring. Mm.
And then the one guy tried to make an album, and the other guy, he offed himself.
Jeez.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
It was,
all right.
That's a turn I was not expecting.
Okay. 10:42.
Goodness, that's all it gracious. Took. Nice. Oh, no.
Oh, no, indeed.
Reacting yesterday to the Panthers parade, that was an epic day in South Florida history.
So
really.
Where you were sitting was right where the stage was?
We were sitting on the corner of A1A at Bowes Beach, but we were on the second level, so I could see out to the stage and see like everything. Right, there was a tree that was kind of blocking the stage before anybody got there, but we could see the whole crowd, the buses coming through, so we could see all the action that was going on there. I had a video feed at my table of, you know, the parade route, but they were taking, I mean, like, because of the lightning, the parade really started late. Like, they weren't moving. They were just people kept asking, like, well, where are they? I'm like, they're just stalling. They're just there because there's lightning. You can't put these athletes and their families up on the second level of a double-decker bus. Not safe.
Did you talk about Reinhardt yet?
Yeah, we talked about Reinhardt. He re-signed, re-upped awesome. With the Cats.
That was quick.
Re-up.
That's what see that, Dolphins?
Got that done.
Whew. I mean, if we could get Tua for 8 years, $69 million, then, I mean, I'm sure we would have been signed that.
Tua's not taking a home count discount like Rhino.
I tell you what.
Rhino didn't want to go to the Yotes.
That is crazy.
He didn't want to go to the Yotes. You want to go, Marcos?
Yeah.
It's going to be 69 for 1 year.
Essentially, yeah. I mean, that's.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Think about where you're backing yourself. Think of the corner you're backing yourself into.
To
and
win,
it's not
win,
like. Here's the interesting thing about the whole situation with Tua. People don't realize his unique skill set works with this offense better than 90% of the quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah. Well,
so if you want to get rid of him.
We got a summer for this.
No. Okay.
We got a summer for this. We know.
Well, we're just talking about signings.
Yeah, no, let's talk about Ryan.
And he brought up if you could get Tua for that.
Yeah, well,
it's a good deal.
It's just in hockey players don't make as much as star quarterbacks. Just,
yeah.
But you want to know, but the craziest money? NBA. It's ridiculous right now.
It's ridiculous.
How does Tobias Harris keep doing this?
How does he
keep doing this?
Strange.
They re-signed him?
No, he went to the Pistons. He's making 26 a year.
Wow.
This guy.
Well, that's really not big money.
It's still too much for him.
What's the best Tobias Harris?
I mean, think
one?
About it. It's only $1 million more than Draymond Green.
Hartenstein just got 30 a year from the Thunder.
Hartenstein.
What? Intangibles.
No. He's not intangibles.
Oh.
That's how he plays.
Is he the half one? Imagine really how you play.
You can't change the rules of intangibles.
I can too.
No, you can't.
What do you think OKC is going to think? They went all intangibles. I like their off season because they got the talent, but they added Caruso and they added Hartenstein. So, yeah. But it's a lot of money for Hartenstein. Oh my God,
right, it's a lot.
Heat fans are beside themselves right now.
Yeah, you said Twitter's unbearable,
but like, oh, it's unbearable. It's unbearable right now because everybody's got the same thing. Like, but you guys know, like, the Heat didn't have cap space, right? Like, the only moves they were going to make, like, they have to be trades. So I'm just very confused by everybody who's sitting here and wanting to be like, Valanciunas went to the Wizards. Where are you, Sleepy Pat?
Yeah, I'm like, what have we missed out on?
I'm like, they don't have cap space. What did you, like, did anybody not get the, like, did you guys not know what their situation was? So I'm sitting here just kind of idly by. And I'm like, I know the one person I'm waiting to make a stink because I haven't seen an extension yet. Once that happens, then I can yell. But right now, haven't seen it yet. Waiting. Waiting. Did notice, see that he put a very interesting thing on Twitter the other day, or on Instagram the other day. Could be something. Could be nothing.
Why would they do that?
You know, can we rename that?
What?
Could be something, probably nothing.
That's hurtful.
He puts on, here, I'm going to send this to JFig so she can load this up here from Spider. Can we hit the good, could be something, could be nothing open?
Yeah. Let's get to it.
Because it's not quite the same if we don't have that.
I feel you. It's more mystical that way.
Because I'm waiting on Spider. I haven't seen anything. Mm-hmm. Haven't heard anything.
Mm-hmm.
He was with Cavs Brass this weekend.
Do that.
All right.
What's going on in Utah?
It could be something. Could be nothing.
What is the meaning of it, Watson? What is the object of this?
Could be something, could be nothing.
Why would they do that?
So on Instagram, Donovan Mitchell, yet to sign. Who wants to wait on $209 million guaranteed? It's right there for you if you want it.
Yeah.
Everybody else is signing.
The reason why these guys can do it because they can get it anywhere.
Guaranteed.
Huh?
Yeah.
No, but you can sign your extensions. Like Maxi signs.
No, but what I'm saying is the reason why he can take his time and decide whether he wants to be there or not is because he can get it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? It's not like football where if you don't sign their extension, you can go somewhere else if, you know, if you're a free agent or if you're, you know, to the point where you can sign an extension.
Whatever you have to say to convince yourself that he's happy there, Cleroy.
I'm not.
But I noticed this.
Now I'm a Cavs man.
The only one of us is friends with Jay Crawford.
The only one of us had season tickets at the Cavaliers.
He had a camp this weekend, right, for Adidas. And that new coach, Kenny Atkinson, was there.
Ah.
I was just judging off, like, the vibes of that video. One person seemed a lot more hyped up than the other did. Spider's like,
the new coach has to. The new coach has to fit in.
But Spider has got a new shoe out.
Vibes.
Right? New shoe out for Donovan Mitchell. Right? Why don't you throw this up here, JFig? On Instagram this weekend.
I know what you're gonna say. Ooh. Ooh, that matches white hot.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, is that a soccer shoe?
And then
that's a soccer shoe.
Okay, but what did he post on top of it? Fire emoji.
Four of them.
He's posting the Heat logo four times.
H-E-A-T.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah! Interesting. Spider sending a message.
Hey.
You know what you have to do?
Why would they do that?
No, that's nothing.
Spidey senses.
See, you did it again.
No, I don't think so, dude.
You did it again.
I don't think so. And quite frankly, I don't think so.
It's a soccer shoe. Where is he going to wear that?
Wherever he wants.
Four logos?
Yep. Four-year deal.
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
Very interesting. Why would you post anything?
You're not getting me today. I'm celebrating.
You could post anything. It's got the Miami Vice colors, little pink.
Look at that.
Fire emojis. No extension signed yet. Things that make you go,
Well, look at what Schmeathen said. Even Schmeathen's hopping on this, dude. With those shoes, Spider can make things messy. They look like Inter Miami shoes,
you know. And here's the thing: let's look at free agency thus far. Right? There was a lot of talk. Rich Paul, he does not want Darius Garland playing with Donovan Mitchell. Right?
True.
The number one place it was thought Darius Garland was going to get traded. Where? San Antonio. Uh-oh, they have a point guard. They just signed Chris Paul.
Already done.
Maybe Donovan Mitchell is saying, hey, you know we don't work. Trade me. You keep Darius Garland. That's your guy. Homegrown. I'll see you later. It's been a fun 2 years.
Wow. We tried.
We tried.
Valiant effort.
We tried.
Now it's time.
Interesting. Little blockade. You know?
Well, here's the one problem with all that.
What?
We have heard nothing out of the Heat.
That's great.
Oh, is it?
Oh, it's great. Yeah, absolutely. You ever hear the saying, no news is good news?
Oh, yeah.
No. Mm-hmm.
I've heard that.
That's the thing. People say that.
I've heard that.
People say that.
Never heard that.
People say
that. You say that to make your case.
No, I'm not making a case. But what I'm just, I'm here for being mad at the Heat for making moves. I yelled at Pat Riley last week. So, you know, I understand that I have many hours to yell at Pat Riley if I need to yell at Pat Riley. And, you know, everybody is tweeting the same thing, you know, that the Heat are doing nothing. But, like, they're doing nothing in the time where there's nothing to do, you know? Donovan Mitchell ends up staying
in Cleveland. Which you probably should have came to that conclusion when you yelled at Pat Riley before.
No, because that's the entirety of the offseason. I'm not yelling at Pat Riley for not signing Paul George when he doesn't have the cap space to sign Paul George. Also, I don't want Paul George.
That.
But it's very now. One thing I could say is the only move you could look at this past weekend and be like, nah, could the Heat have outdone that is the DeJounte Murray deal. Because he ends up going to New Orleans, Larry Nance, couple first round picks. Could the Heat have made that happen? Could they have outdone that? I feel like they could have. But maybe they don't want DeJounte Murray. But then what if it's because, well, it's getting a little chilly in here. Because they're looking at the downfall of another guard from Atlanta. There. Ice Trey.
Hey, if Ice Trey comes here, I got a truck for him. If Ice Trey comes, I got a truck for him.
Leroy, all you talk about is that you want a guy who can go get you 40, and this guy is literally the best at going and get 40 over the last years of basketball.
Score. Bonafide.
I understand that.
You feel that?
It's cold.
But do you want to spend big money for a player that also comes with other issues?
Like what? Bad defense?
If you're a defensive team, he plays zero defense. Is his offense going to make up for that? No, seriously.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
Think about all. First of all, I think Eric Spoelstra has a great respect for Trae Young. I think he does. Mm. Think about all the game planning he did to take out Trae Young. He threw the kitchen sink at him.
Yep.
It's a lot of respect that you could utilize with that. And also,
nobody else could do that?
What do you mean nobody else could do that?
So what happens if you have Trae Young at however much you pay for him and other teams do the same thing?
You mean other people being interested in Trae Young?
No, taking him out of the game.
Oh, they don't have Spo. They don't have Spo to free him up, baby.
Okay. All right.
Feel that?
It's cold.
No, I don't. No, I don't. I don't feel it. Cold. I don't feel it. Now, I will say this.
Spider says,
this is one of these situations where, just based on what I think the Heat like to do offensively and defensively, I don't see the fit. Right? That doesn't mean he can't play. But it just means that I don't see the fit with him actually helping the Heat get to where they need to get. So if it happens and he does it, or you can see how they're using him and it works, then I have no problem admitting that I'm wrong. Right? But there gets to a point where you're trying to make something work based on something you saw 3 or 4 years ago. Right?
You're talking about 3 or 4 years ago from him?
When they were successful.
Yeah, but they had a better roster. They had a better roster.
Okay.
And he's still very talented.
I never said he wasn't talented.
He's plan B. I mean, Spider's my plan A. But if Spider does end up being, you know, gutless and wants to sign his extension.
So going into this offseason, you got two choices. Which
those are my two top targets.
Really? And as bad as you talk about Trae Young, it is amazing that that is not one of your choices.
Well, listen, I don't know if you feel that right now, but it's
that's not okay. That doesn't work though.
It's not.
As bad as you talked about Trae Young, so to me, to be honest with you, it seems like you're settling because he may be available.
I'm not settling, but he is my plan B.
Okay. And so those are your two choices. Now, what are there other options? Because, you know, like, as we learned from Dame, maybe everybody don't want to work with the Heat.
You talking about front offices?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose that could
be
an issue.
That?
That's why I don't think, like, there's a lot of fodder out there for Lauri Markkanen. But I don't I don't understand. I don't really. I don't think that's going to work just free front office wise because Danny Ainge is their GM. So I don't look at it as realistic. One, because I think Danny Ainge is going to want a heap of picks, whereas I think Cleveland would be more into doing a Donovan Mitchell trade for a couple of young guys. You know,
right.
So that's and so. Then, I actually am taking that into
young
account.
Guys.
Well, they just had the number one pick.
Right.
It kind of fell into their lap. I don't know what Atlanta, who knows what Atlanta wants, right? It's kind of like what we talked to with John Michaels. Who knows what the hell that organization wants?
Right.
But no, I have taken that into account. Like the Lauri Markkanen stuff, I haven't given a lot of weight to because I just don't think the Heat will have enough to wet Danny Ainge's whistle because he's a pick hoarder, and they don't have a lot of picks.
Right.
Although it's been reported that he likes Tyler Hero and has always liked Tyler Hero, but
there's one person. That's the first time we've heard that. Right? Of all the trade fodder we've heard in the last 2 years, that is the first time you've said those words.
No cap.
I don't think Tyler Hero's going anywhere though.
Okay.
Take a break. Back after this.